views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Hello, everyone. This is Madeline Gerwick. And thanks to Dr. Pat and the Transformation Talk Radio Network, I'm with you each week at this time on Fridays. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of The Good Timing Guide, which provides you good timing for all your activities. I'm also the co-author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. My degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic, and personal astrology. And I also help people achieve prosperity in all areas of their lives. Now, on this show each week, we discuss tools and ideas that you can use to work in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity. Today, after I tell you about what's up in the heavens, I'll talk about healing and balancing the gender rift. There's been a major issue between the two genders for thousands of years, and I'll talk about the origins of this and how it impacts our daily lives and what we can do to heal it and rebalance our lives. Now, next Friday on October 19th, I'll take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, before I tell you what's up in the heavens, I want to remind you of a new class. This is actually a session to release your emotions and negative patterns regarding paper piles and clutter. Okay, fall is the time of the year when we want to let go of things that no longer serve us. So on Thursday, October 25th, Peg Donahue will lead a paper piles and clutter release. This is an emotional freedom and healing release to let go of your paper piles and clutter. Now, I used to have a three-year-old pile of paper in my office, and once I did a paper piles release, I got rid of it in 2 days. You'll be amazed at what you can do once you let go of the emotional baggage that's associated with paper and clutter. This is a telephone class, so you can take it from any location. And to learn more, go to my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. Or you can call us toll-free at 877-524-8300. And that number again is 877-524-8300. And I also want to remind you that the 2013 Good Timing Guides are now in stock and shipping. So if you're starting to plan major projects for next year, now is a great time to get your guide so you can choose the most auspicious and successful dates for them. And remember that the Good Timing Guide also provides you those timeout periods, which occur 3 times each week when nothing positive comes of the actions you take or the decisions you make. So be effective and successful with your plans. Get your 2013 Good Timing Guide now at askmadeline.com. That's A-S-K-M-A-D-E. L-I-N-E, or call us toll-free at 877-524-8300. And that number again is 877-524-8300. So what's up in the heavens? Well, first of all, late this afternoon on October 12th at 4:49 p.m. Pacific or 7:49 p.m. Eastern time, we start another very long time out. Now, essentially, this one will last until 4:03 p.m. Pacific time or 7:03 p.m. Eastern time on Saturday, October 13th. So remember, during a timeout, you can't score because the ball isn't in play. So it's not a time to take important actions, make important decisions, or purchase important items. During timeout periods, we're missing vital information. And if we had that information, we would make different choices. So don't waste your time or money. Wait until this is over to make important decisions or take important actions. And you can find out when these long timeouts will occur well in advance by getting the Good Timing Guide. Now next, the new moon will be on Monday, October 15th. This new moon has a very strong message about stagnant economic and social conditions. This is indicated by a cycle that shows entrenched economic and social issues, which is Jupiter sesquiquadrate Saturn, and it's exact. Oh, man alive. So this cycle stays in range through October 27th. Now, on the other hand, another set of cycles looks like we could have a major breakthrough as well. This is shown by the cycles of Mars trine Uranus, and both trine the midheaven. Now, these cycles could particularly suggest a major change in at least one of the energy industries, such as oil, electricity, or natural gas. And this breakthrough could also be a major breakthrough in other types of technologies. And in either case, it may be what will increase the economy or provide some assistance in getting it moving again. And in addition, these energies could assist you in having your own breakthrough, especially emotional or financial ones. They may also assist you in having a career or reputation breakthrough. These energies make it easier for breakthroughs of any type to occur. However, these energies also make it easier for protest movements and other volatile or explosive actions to occur. So be safe out there this weekend and early next week. Mars trine Uranus peaks on October 15th and stays in range through October 23rd. And that is in the new moon chart. Now, the stock market in the new moon appears to have more bright spots than challenging ones. And there are some rocky areas in the markets, but there are also stabilizing influences as well as new technology breakthroughs. So in general, it looks better than it did at the end of September. However, keep in mind that the overall cycles for the stock market indicate that we should see a new high, followed shortly after that by a major drop in the markets. Then the markets will continue to drop until at least July 2014, and a drop of at least 48% is expected over that time. This is not related to the presidential election, just the cycles, and we should see this occur by mid-November. Now, next, already in range, we have a cycle that's associated with spending a lot of money. You might even be tempted to spend money you don't have, so be careful with your budget. The cycle could also indicate excess credit being offered again in the form of credit cards or loans. And it's a great party time, and it's a great time to just enjoy yourself as well. The cycle is Venus square Jupiter. It peaks on October 16th. It stays in range through October 21st. Now, in addition, this Venus is providing us some opportunities to make money via writing and speaking. And this is especially true if your topic gets to the bottom of something important. We have Mercury in Scorpio, sextile Venus. And other potential topics that can bring in money are ways to make money for businesses. Political talk will be strong, too, of course. And these energies are also great for playing detective, especially with style and grace. Now, next Thursday, October 18th, begins Blue Communications. Now, once we get to October 18th, we cannot outrun Mercury retrograde. That's because by then, Mercury will be in the area that it will retrace when it moves backwards between November 6th and November 26th. So once we get to October 18th, it's much better to slow down and double-check all details for mistakes before letting anything get out the door. Now, you'll be blue if you don't. Many more mistakes are made in this period than at other times, so be sure you check all details. Now, Blue Communications is also a good time to be sure your car gets fixed if you have any funny noises or problems with it. And if you don't do this before Mercury goes retrograde, the car is much more likely to break down during red communications or Mercury retrograde. Now, do you need to do preventative maintenance on your computer? If so, get it done before or during Blue Communications. It's also highly advisable to do a full system backup on your computer system prior to Mercury retrograde starting on November 6th. Now, beginning October 18th, two new cycles come into range that suggest responsible and powerful leaders are getting a clear vision of where they want to take us next. Now, it's interesting that these cycles occur just prior to the election. The first of these cycles is Sun trine Neptune, which peaks on October 23rd. Now, this is immediately followed by Sun conjunct Saturn, which peaks on October 25th. Now, these leaders not only have a vision, they know how to make it real. They understand how to put a structure underneath their vision. And leaders, including you, may feel like they have a lot of responsibilities at this time, but if so, they probably have a plan for getting them handled. These cycles are excellent for putting a solid framework under a vision, giving it structure and form. And if you have a major project that needs this kind of assistance, this period will help. These cycles are excellent for architects, interior designers, artists, and anyone who can create their vision. Now, the Saturn-Trine-Neptune cycle itself can also be associated with deflation. We'll see if it shows up while the Federal Reserve is printing $85 billion per month of our money. This cycle can also be associated with old structures or methods easily dissolving. However, a better use of it is to create structures that support your vision. This cycle peaked on October 10th. It stays in range through December 9th. Now for a tip from my 2012 Good Timing Guide. And this week your tip is this. We have another long time out on Monday, followed by 3.5 days with mostly green final results. So right after the new moon is a great time to make hay while the sun shines, as they say. Get those new starts going, especially on October 15th after the timeout, Tuesday, October 16th, and Wednesday the 17th. Remember that Blue Communication starts October 18th, so get your new starts going on the 16th and 17th, if at all possible. Next Monday's timeout ends at 5:07 p.m. Pacific Time or 8:07 p.m. Eastern Time. Now, lastly, just a quick reminder that you can sign up to receive your own copy of What's Up in the Heavens. And it's a copy of the information I give you each week on this show, so you don't have to take notes. You can get this in your email on Fridays by registering for it on my website. And to do so, just go to my website at askmadeline.com, and that's askmadeline.com, and it's free, so get signed up today. Now, do you know the origin of the long-standing gender rift and how it impacts our lives today? When I come back from this very short break, I'll talk about healing and balancing the gender rift. So stay tuned. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Just stop what you are thinking right now and ask yourself, if I could have anything I desired, what would it be? Now expand that energy beyond anything you have ever imagined. That energy, that is you. What if you could have access to that all the time? Curing the incurable are for those that desire a different possibility with their life and their body. Does that excite your molecules? Well, check out Liam's website at liamphillips.com.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
The hit radio show Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina is energizing people everywhere to rise to the occasion of their lives. Do you feel overwhelmed by all the information out there that's designed to improve your life? Do you feel that you're destined to become more? Are you sometimes afraid to fully express who you are? Let Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina help you to step into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Co-host Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz invite you to join them every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio and rise to the occasion of your life.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to the Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul, radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Today, I'm talking about healing and balancing the gender rift. There's been a major issue between the two genders for thousands of years, and I want to talk about the origins of this and how it impacts our daily lives and what we can do to heal it and rebalance our lives. Now, the sun is now in the sign of Libra, so this is the time of year when we turn our attention to creating balance and harmony. And I cannot think of anything that needs balancing more than the rift between the two genders. Now, first of all, when I say there's a rift between the genders for thousands of years, to what am I referring? Well, even if you were from another star system, you would probably have noticed in a short visit that there's definitely a lack of appreciation for feminine and emotional energy in our culture. This has certainly improved in the past 30 years. Women now hold most types of jobs, but in general, there's still a lack of appreciation for the feminine approaches to life, for nurturing and for emotions. Now, just what do I mean by that? Have you noticed that we're constantly being asked to do more and more in less and less time? It's beginning to feel like a stuck record to do more and more. A female approach to life is to allow things to unfold in a more organic way. Feminine energy is associated with Mother Earth, our body's wisdom and deep intuition. Female energy values time for being, time to take care of oneself and others. And certainly the feminine path is one that values emotions, even passionate emotions. Our culture, though, has trained us not only ignore our emotions, we've been taught to rationalize them away. Basically, our culture would just as soon wake up someday and discover that emotions had disappeared altogether. Now, how did we get so out of balance? Originally, male and female energies were considered to be yoked together and balanced in the same Creator God. Both energies were considered to be positive and important, and they were both respected and required in order to create balance. Now, these beliefs were lost when distortions occurred and only the male solar energy became worshipped. Margaret Starbird, in her book, Magdalene's Lost Legacy, discusses the hidden messages encoded in the Bible via a method known as gematria. And she shows how in the book of Revelations, John the disciple warned people not to worship Jesus alone, since that would be the same as worshiping only the male solar energy. And that was out of balance. His point was that if we continued down that path, that we would create a holocaust, which was the ultimate end from too much male solar energy without the balance of female lunar energy. And he correctly understood that we create more of whatever we focus on or worship. So this issue is thousands of years old. Now, this issue is not really about religion. It's about what happened to religion when power got involved. So did you know that in the early days of the Christian church that priests were married? In fact, it wasn't until 1095 that Pope Urban II ruled that those men seeking to be ordained as priests could not be married. Now, what was the reason given for this? Their publicly stated reason for this was to ensure that church property could not be inherited by the children of priests, so it would remain in the hands of the hierarchy. However, according to Margaret Starbird, there was also a belief that in order to consolidate the power of the church, it was necessary to remove priests from the influence of their wives. It really had nothing to do with Jesus or anything religious. It was all related to the power of the church. Now, power is a masculine energy, and the church took steps to consolidate and strengthen its power at that time. Now, it's not my intention to discuss religious beliefs per se. I'm simply pointing out to you how long female energy, and of course our emotions, have been distorted by being suppressed. And after thousands of years of this, even those of us who are aware of this do not realize how often we buy into and support these ideas. It's so ingrained in us that it's usually subconscious. Consider, for example, that we often give up sleep or taking time to cook a good meal, which are both nurturing feminine activities, in order to keep up with our work. We've been trained to value the solar male principle of doing more than taking care of ourselves, which is a female principle. Now, we do this, in theory at least, in order to survive or get ahead. The real question, though, is where does this lead us? Generally, when people spend years doing too much without taking adequate care of themselves, the result is illness, accidents, or death. And it's ironic that we often take better care of our equipment and cars than we do ourselves. Now, in astrology, the sun is a fire energy, and it's associated with doing and expanding. The moon is a water energy, which is associated with feeling and being. They balance each other, and likewise, our emotions and other feminine energies are attempting to keep us in balance. Those other feminine principles include trust, allowing, being, openness to possibility, love, mindfulness, and reflection or contemplation. These activities are not valued by our culture because they're not seen as accomplishing something important. We don't give financial value to them. Yet, it's the balance that these energies bring to our lives which is so vitally important. Otherwise, we're headed toward a global or individual burnout. Now, the imbalance in our male-female principles also impacts our male-female relationships, whether they're personal partners, other family members, colleagues at work, neighbors, or friends. Margaret Starbird's point is that we now value the man and his attributes far more than we value the woman and her attributes because we worship Jesus instead of the sacred union of Jesus and Mary Magdalene. And as I mentioned earlier in the beginning, God was originally seen as both male and female energies yoked together in sacred union. Together, the two principles created the world. Now, we understand this at a mental level because we know we cannot make babies with just a man. It takes both the male and female together to create children. Yet, even though we're fully aware of this, we don't yet value the female and the feminine principle as equally important in creating our world today. And most women have learned how to be successful in a man's world by adopting male patterns. Like most men, women set goals and give them arbitrary deadlines. That's a male or solar pattern that has created lots of stress. And that's because it's not balanced with the female energy of being in the flow and allowing things to unfold. However, the point of the Book of Revelations was that too much male or solar energy without the balance of female or emotional energy leads to burnout individually and globally. So what can we do about this to rebalance the situation? We first have to start with ourselves. We need to value taking care of ourselves, getting adequate sleep, taking the time to eat nutritious food, and having time in our day when we just be without doing anything. We need time for love in our lives, time for meditation or contemplation, and time to gestate our ideas. We need to trust our intuition enough to follow its guidance. We need to make choices that give value to these parts of our lives. And in our relationships, we need to value both the male and the female equally. And as at the community level, we need to value the nurturing aspects of life. In Bhutan, the last remaining Himalayan Buddhist kingdom, they no longer measure gross national product. Instead, they measure gross national happiness. What they mean by gross national happiness is striking a balance between the material, the emotional, and the spiritual well-being of their people. It's based on four guiding principles: equitable economic growth, preservation of cultural heritage, protecting the environment, and good governance. The country has developed 72 indicators to measure its gross national happiness, from free health care access to education for girls to sustainable agriculture that enhances biodiversity. And they've even appointed a director of gross national happiness to monitor progress. Now, in the area of religion or spirituality, if we're going to worship anything, we need to get back to worshiping the divine principle of balanced male and female energies yoked together in sacred union. We need to see God or the universe as the combination of the sacred male and female energies, which together create the world we're living in and our individual lives. Now, each week, I give a prosperity tip, and this week your tip is this. Your prosperity tip for today is related to water, a feminine principle, by the way. In feng shui, water represents money. So when you have a leaky faucet or toilet, you have leaky finances. And if you have a plugged-up sink or tub, then you have financial blockages, no flow in or out. And when you flush the toilet with the lid open, you're flushing your money down the drain. So close that toilet lid before you flush. Pay attention to the water in your home and office, and you'll find ways to increase the money flow to you. Now, join me again next Friday, October 19th, when I'll take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week after I tell you about what's up in the heavens. And lastly, just a reminder to visit my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And remember to order your 2013 Good Timing Guides and newsletters so you can work in harmony with the universe. And while you're there, check out the paper piles and clutter release on October 25th so you can let go of what no longer serves you and bring in more prosperity. And that is also recorded. And you can also call us toll-free at 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. Next, stay tuned for Dr. Pat. This is Madeline Gerwick, bringing you Cosmic Connections with Madeline. And until next time, I'm wishing you good timing for success and the joy to create prosperity.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Hello, everyone. This is Cosmic Connections with Madeline. This is Madeline Gerwick.
This is Saskia Roel. You're listening to Your Soul Guidance with me on Transformation Talk Radio.
Hey, you guys. This is Lisa Kay, and you're listening to Success and Empowerment Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Alive and Shine with Adi and Savitri.
Hello, welcome.
Hi, everyone. It's Dr. Peggy Parker, and you're listening to Simple Solutions for Everyday Health.
Hi, everyone. I'm Christine Epchurch.
And I'm Sabrina Fritz.
And you are listening to Authenticity Rising.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By.
Hello, everyone. I'm Dr. Jeff Lineweaver, and you are listening to Dialogue Radio on Transformation Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. I'm CJ Liu, and you're listening to Fire It Up with CJ.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat Show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.